We are joined in the media center with number one qualifier, Robert Height. Robert, you ran a 3.867 at 329.91 miles per hour. This is your 62nd career number one and your second here at Wild Horse Pass. Talk to us about that run.
Well, basically, you know, we were number one going into the session, and it got taken away. Hagen got it, and I think, did somebody else get it from us, or just Hagen?
Tommy got close. He did with the five.
Okay. So, you know, Jimmy, we were going up there to get it back, okay? There's no reason to even make that run unless you try to improve and go fast. But these are tricky conditions, and I knew that if it would get by the Christmas tree, it was going to be fast, because that's the tricky spot here. You know, when it's conditions like this, cold, you've got to hit it hard and then knock a bunch of timing out and get it down the racetrack. But in the middle of the racetrack, this thing was really pulling, because it went 286 miles an hour at half track, and it's been a while since a funny car's done that. So it was a fun run. I had my hands full at the other end. I was a little late on the chutes because I had to keep it off the wall, and it got it hopping down there. So it was exciting from the step of the gas clear to the finish line.
You were number one in Pomona last week and then ended up winning the event. Talk about your momentum so far in 2019.
Well, these conditions are what we've had so far this year. Coming here testing, you know, in January, and then Pomona, then this weekend, it's all really cool conditions. So for whatever reason, you know, Jimmy Prock, Chris Cunningham, they've got a really good handle on these cool, tricky conditions. I'm afraid to even go to, you know, Gainesville when it's hot and humid. But we gotta make hay when the sun shines up. I also want to say thank you to yesterday was a real disaster, and it was nobody's fault. NHRA worked super hard this week, you know, over the night to get this track back in shape, and you saw a lot of great runs today, so good job to them. This was kind of a weird day for me because my daughter races junior dragsters, and normally, well, always, I've been with her. So today was the first day that she raced without me. And she originally had planned to come here and come to the race, but then she found out there was a race in Fontana, which is close to home. And so I have some friends that took her out there. But it was kind of weird not being with her. But they did well, and she broke out by 2 thou.
Dang.
If Dad would have been there, we'd probably broke out by more.
Questions? Susan?
No, I'm good.
Okay.